upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Cast and sports entertainment, it's Brad, the dad, and Father Greg, the Snack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad, the dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
And nothing went wrong that time.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
time is a charm.
You know, I think you started this before we hit record and said, I need to plug stuff in before I go to bed.
Yep.
Yep. It is the key secret to life is to when you move your gear sometimes and then you don't plug it back in and you're like, no, this will all it never works.
It does not.
It always wants to do something new. It always wants to do something day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with a few things I'll show you later, and I'll let you pick later which one you like better.
Okay.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
This is what usually happens in Brad Mai's relationship. He just does things and tells me about it later and lets me pick which one I thought the prettiest.
Yes, that's generally how this works. Greg, how has your week been?
It's been busy. It has been busy. I keep forgetting that Monday's a holiday here, so it's just like I get a long weekend, and that is what's going to be surprising to me is when I wake up on Monday morning to be like, oh yeah, right, I don't have to go to work today.
Yeah, it's going to be a big surprise. I mean, I am one of those people that it's like I'm still not used to it. Like, it's only been 6 months. But like this idea of having an actual weekend is very weird.
I would assume so.
So anyways, I'm looking. Yeah. So I took Friday off to do bake cake and such. So
fair,
you know. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. You just have your things that you have to do. So everything, the house got cleaned, a window got fixed. You know, do you ever hear of the window company in New Brunswick? I think it was called All's Cove was the name of the company.
I actually believe mine are of that company as well.
So there's a particular vintage. The company no longer exists, if I'm getting the right company. That what they did was they put the wrong gas in the windows, or the wrong mixture of gas. So mm-hmm. Over time, with direct sunlight, your windows will actually fog.
Right.
Yep. So I've replaced all the windows in my house under warranty once, and now I'm into the part where I have to fix them without warranty because the company no longer exists.
Sounds about right.
So So James's window is on window number 3 now. And yeah, that guy came in and did that and got some things. Should I make a confession on this podcast? Cause I don't think any of my family listen.
Oh, go for it.
Okay. You guys are like family. So here's what's going to happen today. I have been baking like a fiend, Greg. I made 48 peanut butter cookies. Okay. I made
And I'm assuming these are like gluten free and all that.
The peanut butter ones are. I did 48 chocolate chip non-gluten free, 48 chocolate chip gluten free, and a batch of brownies and two half sheet cakes, one chocolate, one vanilla. Why am I doing all this baking? Because my mother's 70th birthday is tomorrow, and tonight we're having a surprise party for her. So that has not been said publicly anywhere. It'll be put on this podcast because none of my family listened to this. So screw you guys. If you listen to my podcast, you would have known. Mom, you should listen to my podcast. Aren't you?
Yeah, see? So you would have known early, but no, you're just going to get surprised later tonight.
Yep. So
it's, you know, it's always a little bit of a risk, right? I mean, I've never met your mother, I don't think, but I mean, at 70 years old, throwing a surprise party for someone, like, you risk that, how do I say that nicely? You risk an emergency trip to a hospital with a defibrillator.
Oh, my mom's got a good ticker. So she's going to my uncle's house, which is near where we're hosting it. There's a nearby hall. Right. And my uncle's, they're supposed to have board game night. And yeah, I guess there's going to be an emergency at the hall with a public event. And my mom's going to get there. By the time she notices that the cars are there, hopefully she might have a clue by then, but she hasn't had a clue so far, which is about right for my mother.
That sounds lovely. So yeah.
Yes. So we're going to have lots of fun with this tonight. And then other than that, it's just been a normal life. I'm looking forward to Monday as well, because it's like, I'm going to need to sleep.
That would be a really good idea. My wife actually leaves on Monday because she's gone next week and the week after. So I get to see her a bit on the weekends, but yeah.
Oh, Greg, you're batching it.
Yep. With the dog and kid and everything else, but. Yes, my wife will be crisscrossing the U.S. for the next little bit.
Oh, wow. And work.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, I have to go decorate a cake. Greg's got to go be dad and drive the Halifax. Let's get into this episode of SmackDown. We'll get into some of the big news this week because of the episode of SmackDown. I have it programmed in, Greg, so that you can have a conversation about that. So, okay. Tonight's SmackDown was recorded on November 8th. It was actually recorded live, so we are doing a live episode. And you know what I learned, Greg? The Buffalo Bills are on the road this week.
This is episode 1,316. Come on, Brad. This happens when you do that pre-record one, right?
I was going to get there. I just was going to ask you a question about the Bills and then tell you to tell me more about Buffalo. Because does it matter that the Bills are on the road? Because I don't follow football.
Are the Bills on the road this week?
Yeah, that's what we started with the show with, was them explaining that the SmackDown's in town and the Bills are on the road.
Oh yeah, they're in Indy tomorrow. Okay, fair.
Okay, so the bloodline's here. The new bloodline and some of the old bloodline, and we have all the people walking in the back. And Greg, you know what that means? If we're going to talk a lot about the bloodline, that means as the bloodline turns. So, Greg, if we're going to be talking about as the bloodline turns, I think you have to make an important decision to start this episode. You ready?
Okay.
I am going to now, and this is probably going to be our social clip today. I am now going to share my second. Oh, I got to get rid of that in order to share my second screen. I'm going to share my second screen with you, Gregory. And okay. You're going to decide which one of these you like better.
So the one on the left has a spelling mistake in it.
Yes, I noticed that already. Soap lips.
Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I like this one though. As
for the. A as or the.
Yeah, that one's not good either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep working on this logo, but I've been workshopping.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I like the concept, though. I like the concept. I think I like the logo and stuff on the one on the left better.
Oh, I do have another one here. I'll download the last one.
All right.
And bring it onto the screen. So we've been having... So I've been playing with some AI technology to bring up.
This is some great audio clips, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, whatever. They can watch the clip on YouTube.
There you go. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I think I like the first one on the far left.
Yeah, we just need to get the spelling fixed up on it.
I like that one.
Line is it bloodline? L-I-N-E? Is that the issue?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna see if that's a Brad issue. No, I spelled it right in the description.
Well, I mean, the one on the right has it as bloodline.
Yeah. Anyways, well, I'll keep workshopping these, but yeah, I think that'll be as the bloodline turns will be one of our. We keep doing this, so I think that's one of those things we should eventually put out there to the world is as the bloodline turns. So for those of you listening who are listening in audio form. But I was showing Greg with some logos for As the Bloodline Turns. We are working on a new t-shirt for the, in the style of these are the days of our lives as the bloodline turns. So we'll add that to the Smack Daddies one. If somebody else wants to steal it, fill your boot. Like, go right ahead. That's fine. You're going to hell. So I could play, also play Recap 1. Saudi Arabian, Greg, did you watch the PLE? Did you enjoy the PLE?
So I've watched most of the PLE. I haven't gotten through all of it yet. What I've seen, I've liked so far.
It was good. It was a good show.
Yeah. I do have to ask you, Brad, because I know you had a great aftercast where you all tried to have a little fun at me, which was pretty funny, especially since you said about Goldberg, Goldberg coming in. What's really funny is as you were sending that, I go and search my social media and see Goldberg on SEC Today or some sort of college football thing where he's announcing that in 2025 he will have his retirement match in WWE. So I assume that's what you guys were talking about, which is really funny.
Well, we also know where he'll have his retirement match.
Probably.
Who else is going to pay for that nonsense?
That's fair. But the reason I bring this up, Brad, is that I'm actually a little bit surprised because, I mean, you know, the thing that drives me the most batty about those Saudi shows is when they have Jessica Carr or Daphne, whose name escapes me, reffing those short sleeve shirts with the black things, the black, you know, singlet or whatever she's wearing underneath or the black sleeve underneath. You could have asked Jimmy about that, man. You had Jimmy there.
I should have asked Jimmy about it. But I think part of the issue, Greg, and I was thinking about this a lot, they'd have to buy the ref shirt and actually put the sleeves on. Because the issue is, you're supposed to, that's why they wear those tight ones underneath. They'd still end up having to wear the tight ones underneath because they have to stay up. Yeah. So it's just a matter of, I think the short sleeve is because of heat. Because apparently it is quite hot in those Saudi shows. And do you know that they don't have concession stands open?
Really?
Yeah, I was doing some reading about the show. I listened to an interview of somebody who went there. And they do have concession stands, but they're outside. You have to go outside to eat.
Interesting.
Okay. Weird stuff. All right, so we're going to keep this going. So Bloodline segment. We get ready for acknowledging Roman, but Jay comes out. Crowd goes nuts. Greg, I think he's the most over member of the bloodline right now.
He might be. He might be.
And I knew they were all getting together, not just because we need that for the storyline. Roman's shirt gave it away. He should have kept wearing the other shirt because he has the OTC shirt with a little yeet in the corner.
Yes. And so my darling wife is sat next to me. No, it's later in the show. Okay. When Roman comes out the second time. And she asks, she catches that Yeet in the corner.
Yeah, it's a great, like, I like the shirts. I think they're all going to make a fortune. Jay asks, listen, just come out and listen. And Greg, Sammy's music hits. He gets a great reaction. And he's getting that feeling that they got this feeling like you're getting back with your ex. But Sammy needs Roman to do one thing, which is actually apologize to Jay for the way that he teaches it. And then Roman teases the apology, looks straight at at Jay and says, you know what? I'm sorry I let you waste my time. And he's not going to apologize. Sammy dips. The other bloodline sends they don't work on their time. And the speaker is not the tribal chief. It is Jacob Batu. Greg, I'll get your general reaction to this, and then I have a follow-up question. So go ahead. Did you enjoy our first chapter of As the Bloodline Turns this week?
Yes, I liked the first segment of the show tonight. I'm actually surprised that I enjoyed all this, but this was pretty good.
Jacob Fatu speaking. Do you think this is because long term this is the breakout star of this group?
Quite possibly, yeah.
He's early 30s.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of the youngest guys in the
group. Interesting.
That's so good. Yeah, I think he's the future of this group.
I think that's fair.
Greg,
I won't be there for that much longer. I mean, long term, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, and Jimmy and Jay got some miles on them.
Yeah.
And the guys who probably have the most miles on them, believe it or not, are probably the Gorillas of Destiny, because they wrestle that Japanese style. That's that hard-hitting.
Yeah, that's so hard on the body.
Oh, yeah, you don't hear Shinsuke complaining about, you know, resting.
Yeah.
Greg, our friends in Toronto are getting from the Skydome. I mean, Rogers Center. I don't care. It's the Skydome to me, damn it. Back where WrestleMania 18 was, Elimination Chamber is in the T-Dot.
So that it's really funny, because myself and my wife actually were talking about this as well last night. And I said to her, I was like, yeah, it's going to be at Skydome. And then she looks at me, she's like, it's not called that anymore, is it? I'm like, no. And then we both had to kind of struggle to remember what it actually, you know, the new name of it is. But yeah, now it's the Skydome. It will always be the Skydome. But yes, so, when this was first announced, I didn't catch that. I thought it was actually going to be in Scotiabank Arena. So interesting. Well,
and I talked to Randy C, our Raw Dog, on Friday, and said, yeah, they'll be able to move it over when it sells out. So I figured what they would do is they'd rent the other space and go, and then it would sell out. But it makes sense, given that it's the Elimination Chamber, they want the open air space. Also, because that thing's huge and a pain in the ass. Although where they're hanging it from in the off the roof, like, where are they? Like, what is the structure going to be to keep that thing up? Because it's got to go up and down a couple.
So here's the best I can figure, is when they do those outdoor WrestleMania shows, they build that canopy thing over the ring. So I'm assuming that they've found a way now to hang they'll have to build something like that to hang Elimination Chamber over it.
Yeah, because the way the dome's built, you're not hanging it from the ceiling.
No, the last time I was in Skydome was 1992.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If I remember correctly, because I was watching a baseball game and I spent more time watching the red and yellow elevator of the CN Tower go up and down than I did watching the damn baseball game. So that's my last Skydome memory.
So I was there for Canada Day, and I think it was 92 as well. And the best thing about the Skydome that year was that they had to open and close the dome in order to put fireworks off. So we got to watch the dome open and then watch it close. It's a very cool experience. Yeah. But I was there at that WrestleMania. So that is It is an incredible arena. I am like,
right?
What's that? Yeah, 18.
Yeah. So record attendance for that one was 68,237.
They're filling this, like, and I would say they're filling it, whether they're filling it with comps or not.
So according to Wikipedia right now, the capacity for concerts is between 10,000 and 55,000. So baseball right now is 39,150. So, I mean, that's if you assume all the baseball seats are used. But yeah, I'm curious to see what we're going to actually get there.
That would be a big show. And I think it's a great, it's good for Canadian wrestling fans. I know that there were a bunch of English fans complaining because they thought it was going somewhere in England. But once you saw that English tour announced and this wasn't on it,
yeah,
you knew something was up.
So I'm also a little surprised that they've only announced Elimination Chamber. Like, they haven't announced, like, the shoulder programming, like the SmackDown before and like an NXT show or anything like that.
I'm wondering if they're not going to do the NXT show. If I were them and I really wanted to stick it to Scott D'Amore, I might be booking that Madame, the old Maple Leaf Gardens for a wrestling for NXT.
Oh, I don't. Oh. Maybe. I was going to say, yeah, I was thinking like that's going to be really small, but for NXT, it could work.
So, Raw Dogs, where would you book an NXT show? Because they definitely can't do Rogers. It's too big. Is there another? I'm thinking about where ROH used to run a space, a small arena.
Well, I mean, the Christmas show, which they have not announced for Toronto yet, is usually at that Coca-Cola Coliseum. I think it used to be called the Rico.
Yeah, that's where that's usually where they do the ROH shows for you.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's keep going. We have to, we have a scene in the back where Roman is just in a mood and he like gets disrespectful to Jay, and Jay says, I told you we're equals. This is your pass. And like Roman's like, go find Sammy. And then Jimmy is like, man, come on, what's wrong with you? And then finally Jimmy, Roman mounts off to him too. And is like, why don't you go find your brother? It's like, dude, what is wrong with that guy?
Yeah, he's full on cranky. Cranky pants Roman Reigns tonight.
As the bloodline turns, they are it's going to be interesting to see how this all turns out. But he's like, I think, is this story about humility? Does he have to be humbled in order to be a good tribal chief?
Oh, I don't even know, because there's so many different ways this damn thing could go. I don't even know where this is going to kind of go for. Because I was listening to Huge Pop, and I think it was 2 weeks ago, and then Donnie and maybe Donnie was kind of saying that maybe this is Roman getting ready to turn heel. And I was like, oh, that's, I hadn't considered that up to this point, but I was like, okay, I can start to see that now.
Yeah, and we still don't have The Rock involved.
Yeah, that's fair.
And they keep bringing, and there's still like, there's Zilla Fatu. Like, there's a ton of cousins in.
So let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
So we get to the end of the show.
Ooh, yes, that's right. Okay. So Bailey versus Candice LeRae. I want you to notice Candice comes out and she goes to do her high five to Indy, but Indy's not there.
I never caught that.
She came out and did her pose like she was going to do the high five. It was almost a shout out to Indy. Good for her. Bailey starts off hot. And of course, Candice then catches her with a neck breaker. And then we have heat from Candice. Fire up from Bailey. Bailey gets her head ran into the post. Bailey eats a dropkick but fires up. I love the finish here where Indy fakes a knee injury, which she's done in a couple of matches, and then goes for the roll up. But it's Bailey that out wrestles her and grabs her legs and sits down on her and pins her. It's Greg, this was a great match. And yeah, like a great showcase for the women in a match that really doesn't have any title implications.
No. Nope, a match for a sake of having a match, but it doesn't have any title implications, or does it?
Ooh, that's an interesting point. Okay. This is one of my favorite storylines for tonight. Johnny Gargano and the Motor City Machine Guns are talking. Gargano is happy for his friends. But and they get to fight Grayson Waller, who has the most punchable face in wrestling, which is a reoccurring theme in the show between Kevin Owens, Gargano, and everybody who wants to punch Grayson Waller in the face. But Ciampa's pissed. He's like, dude, what's wrong with you? Like, we're supposed to be the champs. We should. They took our spots, and we need to. We're going to go out there and just beat up pretty deadly. And as Gargano is pondering this thought after Ciampa walks away angry, Randy Orton just comes through the shot. So before we get you to react to the scene itself, what did you think of the camera work here? Because this was like a very great one shot with all kinds of fluid movement.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I don't even know what to say beyond that. Some of the work that they're doing now with these, they're more and more complicated. You never would have got this, you know, a year and a half ago. Let's just say that.
Sure. Well, he who shall not be named would not have allowed that. Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about, so how do you feel about the DIY? I almost feel like heel turn, but maybe not for both members.
Yeah, that's it sounds a little bit like, you know, one's heart may be turning a little black.
Ooh, very well done, Greg. And we're about to get to the Randy Orton stuff, but I got to tell you, I love the idea that we might run back probably the greatest feud in NXT history, Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Never know. It seems like that's all we're doing now is running things back. So,
but did you watch that feud in NXT?
I did.
All right. So you and I did, but I think there's lots of people who haven't seen it.
Listen, if this feud will allow us to get back, and I hope you got the sound clip ready to go.
Oh, no, I don't. What is it? What am I going to ask for?
You already got it. It's at your end of the night when we're doing our boos and yays.
Okay.
But
I know it's.
Okay. I was going to say, if this breakup will allow us to get Mr. Gargano to get his theme song back and we get to hear
this rebel heart,
I'm gonna be happy.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is he queuing up? Rebel heart. All right, rebel, yes, and that's not the good version of rebel heart, but I want him back so bad.
I again, one of my favorite theme songs, modern era.
Yep. It listen, and that NXT worked, and I think it would work on the main roster. Hey, dude, Orton's out. Orton is cutting a promo. He gets bleak because he says shit. And Orton he wants to kill Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens comes out. The two officials, I like how Owens is like deciding whether he's going to fight. And then he has the best t-shirt. Kevin Owens is right. Kevin was right. Is that all that shirt says?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it says. Double checking.
Maybe that's the basic t-shirt design that I had. Greg was right. Brad was right. Don't ask our wives.
They're going to
they're definitely going to tell us no.
We were not right. It is not available currently at
WWE. Right. That's okay. I know what the shirt says because I have it in the title card for this episode. Kevin is right, is what it says.
Kevin is right.
And Orton gets pal driven and they sell it like it's the most devastating finisher. It was like a very safe pile driver, but to the credit of the camera crew, they shot it in such a way we actually didn't see whether it was a safe pile driver.
Yeah. I mean,
the live shot, the first shot you got, you could kind of see that he landed butt first, but after that, they cut all the replays they showed. You couldn't tell.
No. Okay, this is where I started to get a little hot. And where I was kind of a little bit annoyed with this, because we now are, this is our second fake injury angle of the night. Okay.
Wait, what was the first fake injury angle? Oh, Candace's knee?
Candace's knee. Okay. It's our second fake injury angle of the night, and potentially our second fake injury issue on SmackDown in the last couple of months that involved, you know, external medical help and all that stuff. When you had the,
was it AJ?
Yeah, with the AJ Styles
thing. Now AJ's turned out to be legit.
So, I mean, I, I still don't believe it. It doesn't pass the smell test for me that that is legit.
Okay. So right? Either way,
if he was legitimately hurt in that match, I really don't think that they would have done that angle. They wouldn't have kept the cameras on it. They wouldn't have had the angle in the trainer's room afterward. That stuff to me doesn't pass the smell test. So I don't believe that that's a legitimate.
And this puts into your point, right? The issue we have now is when we do fake injury angles, you can't tell when the real one's back.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm getting a little annoyed with these. Let's stretcher people out. We've got this injury. Okay. I mean, you look at someone like Mommy, for example, right? Mm-hmm. She's an orbital bone now, I believe is what her injury is. Right. Okay. So they wrote her off TV. They released an X-ray. But part of me started to think, like, is this actually legit anymore? Like, you don't even know anymore. And you see the woman has a broken eye, basically. Like,
so I'm going to give you the thing that is now going to drive you nuts. I think that's the point. It's so that you don't. I think we're supposed to blur reality. And I think that's when wrestling's at its best. It's a little bit of truth, a little bit of fiction, and we don't quite know which one's real.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, it seems to be a little bit like The Boy Who Cried Wolf a little too much.
Okay, the one thing I will say to you is I think that this, anytime somebody used the pile driver now, it is now the deadliest move in wrestling.
Sure.
Because now it's one of those stretcher you out moves. And we all know in real life, they don't do the pile driver because they're afraid of the Steve Austin effect.
So how many people did Jerry the King Lawler kill?
Lots. And that was the point. When he used the pile driver, sometimes he really did, like that Andy Kaufman angle is the best example of
it. Yeah.
So I will say one more. There's one other thing. Do you know what Kevin Owens' finisher was on the Indies?
No, I don't think I do. Was it a pile driver?
Package pile driver.
Interesting.
So it makes sense. Like it works. It worked on. As soon as I saw him hit that version of the pile driver, like the Jerry Lawler pulling pile driver, I was like, "Oh, that's vintage." Owens. Also, apparently Orton's not letting him give him the package. The package one looked like hell, dude. It was amazing.
Nice.
So we get another. We get like five of these recaps. So recap on Randy Orton's injury. Oh. Like five more, Greg. Okay, to the point that whenever these guys actually have a match, they have done a great job building it.
Well, there was so much about this that made me kind of, you know, question the reality on it, right? Okay, you've got the referees helping strap him onto the board, getting him out of the ring. Like, no, you let the fucking paramedics do that. Like,
They took first day.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I mean, it's the same thing. Like, okay, I've taken emergency first aid, but there's a doctor here. Which one are you going to trust? Guy with emergency first aid or medical doctor?
Greg's cracking me up today because it's like he said, let's sleep. We'll be less cranky.
Yeah, that's exactly my rationale last night to Brad. I was like, I'll be less cranky in the morning. I'm sure. Let's go and get a good night's sleep.
DIY match is next versus Pretty Deadly. This is my favorite match of the night.
I think this is the best part of SmackDown.
Ciampa lost his mind. He went in, he beat up both members of Pretty Deadly, throwing them off the announce table, off the post, into the ring crew, off the steps. And then he just throws Prince back into the ring and hits a fairy tale ending. Gargano's like, oh man. And then he like screams at Gargano, this is how we're supposed to do this. And then he just marches out. He's a psycho.
Do you know what? The reason I think I like this so much is that you could actually believe that Ciampa would do this in real life. Like, screw it. This is that 2-on-1 handicap match in reality, right?
Doesn't hurt Pretty Deadly, by the way.
It doesn't. But I mean, you could have had Johnny Gargano out there like in a Cody Rhodes suit on the apron, and it would have been just as good.
I love the fact that he came out in his gear and he was like, oh crap, Chop is in a mood. And he's like that friend. It's like, yeah, this is my friend. I love him, but he's kind of a oh yeah, dude, you know, and his nickname used to be Psycho Killer. So it was like, or is the Sicilian Psycho? I would hear Psycho Killer chanted at indie rim matches. If we can just get some fans to start chanting Psycho Killer, we'd be all set. Like it would be, and I kind of want him to do this to like two or three weeks in a row. Like give him some jobbers, pull up a poor team from NXT that needs some experience. Like just let him murder people because he's in a mood.
Well, I mean, we keep getting that Facebook 4, half the Facebook 4 come up. So I'm sure there's going to be a Twitter 2 down there or something.
The Twitter 2? I'm thinking about 3 or 4 tag teams that there's one tag team in particular that they keep teasing they're going to turn heel. And it's like they're these two young guys. They're really great. And it would be perfect for both. They get a chance, try out on the main roster. And basically you can kind of shot with Aldis saying, hey, if you guys win tonight, you can be on the roster and have Ciampa just murder them. Then they go back and they make their heel turn on NXT because we had our chance to leave NXT, but we blew it.
Yeah.
Okay. recap 3. Liv Morgan won the Crown Jewel Championship somehow.
That she did.
And yeah. I don't know.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
And I'm skipping over all the Roman Reigns pouty in the back with the close shot.
Yeah.
I hope they filmed that once and didn't make Roman sit there all night.
Here's what I'm wondering is, when are we getting Paulie back? I know he was there last night. I know he's been there back and forth. But, like, when are we getting Paulie back?
When they need somebody to come in, the next time they have a big blow-up, they need Paulie. Because that's what's missing. Like, you can tell that you're missing somebody to iron out the wrinkles.
No. They need that counselor. What was his name? Shelby?
Dr. Shelby?
Dr. Shelby to mediate?
Oh, I'm trying to think of somebody else. You know what? Let's get a paycheck for Mike Knox. Mike Knox, who had the gimmick of being just out of his mind.
Oh, so I immediately in my head went to Rick Knox.
Oh, not Rick Knox, what? Mike Knox.
What's he going to do there?
Nothing, but that's the point. He was crazy. Like, if you really want to put some, ha-ha in this, pick all the crazy, get Jimmy down there. We'll send Jimmy down for a payday. He can do the counseling.
Yeah, Counselor. I don't know what you
mean. Counselor Corderas.
Counselor Corderas.
Jimmy knows how to handle stuff.
Ask the ref. I don't know.
Ask the ref. Have you ever done any counseling courses, Jimmy?
Oh.
Okay. Nia Jax. We have that scene in the back where this sets up like the jealous girlfriends. Tiffy's making fun of Candace for losing. Candace is up. Candace is upset. Then she talks about how that's why Nia lost the crown jewel. But it turns out that Tiffany's got them a match against Jade and Bianca. And basically, Nia says this better work.
Yeah.
And then, hold on. Candace, I guess the important part. Candace then looks crazy. And we had this incredible piece, Greg, where I think it's Corey Graves says she doesn't have all the oars in the water. And my question to you is, where does Candace rank on the Becky Mendez diagonal?
Oh.
First of all, what is the Becky Mendez diagonal?
It's not Becky. No, that's not right. It's Mendoza, too.
Yeah. Is it Becky Mendoza diagonal?
No, it's not Becky. Oh, all right. I have to look that up. Vicky Mendoza.
Vicky Mendoza. So where does she rank on the Vicky Mendoza diagonal from How I Met Your Mother?
Oh,
so first of all, what is it?
The Vicky Mendoza diagonal?
Yeah.
It is the line for which women are crazy or hot, and that diagonal, if they should not be above the crazy hot line.
So if she's this, so on the bottom is the crazy, and on the
bottom is the hot.
Bottom is the hot, and up is the crazy. And if she, you can be a certain level of crazy if you're a certain level of hot.
Exactly.
But you can't be more crazy than you are hot.
Correct.
So the one female listener we had just threw her drink at us.
Yes. Yes.
But does?
Oh yes. Sorry. No, I inverted them. So crazy's at the bottom, hot's at the top.
Okay. Does she? That's what I thought. Crazy bottom, hot top. Okay. So does she pass the? Does she pass the line?
Not for me. Maybe for Johnny.
I hope for Johnny. If not, then what's he dealing with?
I don't know. What happens in other people's marriages? I don't know.
Okay, where does Tiffy rank on the crazy to hot ratio?
Oh, I cannot in good conscience answer that question.
Sean Burkhead in the comments. Look, first of all, make sure you watch the clip from How I Met Your Mother, and then chime in here. As a single man, you're allowed to chime.
Yeah. I am not, unfortunately.
Under pain of death that your wife had, this is the one time she listens to the podcast.
Well, she won't listen. She never does. But I mean, she's probably also within thought of me, right? So I mean, if I'm spending so much time talking about Tiffy and Tiffy time, she might think I might be saying other things. So,
yeah. So we do get that match, Tiffany and Nia versus Bianca and Jade, and Jade gets isolated. I'm surprised Jade was selling in this match.
Yeah, this was an interesting little match, now, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Jade gets isolated. She eventually suplexes Nia, which looks like crap. That was not, and I don't know whose fault that was, but Nia landed high.
Yeah, she really did.
I don't think Nia's taken very many suplexes in her life. And then they try to get Nia up for the KOD, which doesn't work out. The Tiffy Nia Samoan drop neckbreaker combo looked great. But I mean, in the end, Candace comes out and just does a distraction. So we don't get the prettiest moonsault ever. Instead, we get a KOD and the champs win. That would be the tag champs, Nia and Jade. And yeah, Tiffy keeps losing. They beat her like a drum because she's holding that stupid briefcase.
They are, I cannot make the joke I'm going to make. I was going to make Derek talking about Tiffy and beating. That being said.
You just made it anyways.
Nope, I didn't. Yeah, what can you say here? I would like for Tiffy to start putting some wins together. It seems like we need to see some Tiffy, Tiffy on top. Maybe.
Boy, oh boy, not touching that with a 10-foot pole. So many jokes. All right.
So many.
Grayson Waller is walking in the back with Austin Theory. They're going to win, Greg.
So here's where I've got to ask you a question, Brad.
Sure.
Did you get upset here?
Because why?
Didn't you actually want the Grayson Waller effect as opposed to the match?
Oh, I think I did. But at this point, I'm happy. Anytime we get to see the Motor City Machine Guns wrestle in WWE, I think they need to wrestle every week for the time being because that's the only way they're getting over.
Yeah.
And yeah. I know the guys are over. Like, don't yell at me in the comments. They're over. They're just not over to WWE fans who have never seen them wrestle.
So we've got the match. We're going to talk the match now.
Yeah, because it's a very interesting match with four very athletic wrestlers.
All right, I've got to ask a question here. Did they change the intro for these guys? I don't remember. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember the Motor City Machine Guns entrance because. I didn't watch last week, let's be honest here. But when we saw this 2 weeks ago, I don't remember it being like that.
It had the raise your fist, but they've definitely added some razzle dazzle to that entrance.
They did, and I think some gunshot sounds, and we're starting to actually make some sense.
Yeah, they've definitely been tweaking it, which is fine, because I mean, they came in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I love the Austin Theory, like, the thing where he's going from his shoulders to his feet, like that shows off his athleticism. I like how they sold the idea that Shelly may have messed up his knee, although I think that was legit. And if it wasn't, again, this goes back to that discussion from earlier. about fake versus real injuries.
Yeah.
And yeah, this whole match, I mean, they showed off all of their diving to the outside. The Waller attacking with that flatliner dropkick combo looked great. But Waller, I like the MGM finisher with the skull and bones. It's perfect. It's safe-ish, but it shows off all their athleticism. Overall, I like this match because there were four guys who could go. Greg?
Yep. I can't say anything more than that. Exactly what this was.
So what is there? They need to keep this title for a while, though, because they need to beat a lot of the people in the division.
Yes, I would agree.
So we're going to get a big match next week. Roman's in his locker room. He's still pouting. Recap 5. Cody beat Gunther.
That they did.
DIY is in the back. It looks like they're going to ask for a title, but the Street Profits have beat them to it, Greg. And Ciampa's pissed.
Yes. Yes.
Are you excited for this match next week?
I am. Plus, it lets us see more of crazy Ciampa. So, yeah, I'm liking that.
Ciampa, I hope that Ciampa and Gargano go after A-Town Down Under and just destroy them in like 30 seconds and have that be like, took the champs like 5 minutes, took us 30 seconds.
That might be interesting.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go, but it's something like that. Greg, we're getting a U.S. women's title.
Yes, we had this very elaborate vignette here from our general manager, Nick Aldis.
So NXT has a women's North American title. So I think this is where the idea came
from. Yeah, there's really two belts for women to compete for, and there's no mid-card workhorse type title. I would not be surprised to see a similar thing done with a women's intercontinental title on Raw or something as well.
I think you go the other direction for the time being. I think that they should have one between the two shows.
They might
like the tag titles.
They might. Yeah.
You never know. And then if you have the women's tag titles on one show, you for a while you have the US title, and that's the perk of that title is that you get to jump brand.
Yeah. What did you think of the belts?
It's the US title with a white strap.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. I like it a lot. I think it's perfect. It doesn't need to be something like they don't need to reinvent the wheel.
No, no. So.
And they definitely do not want to have a women's light heavyweight champion.
No. No.
There's too many things that will go wrong there. All right. The new bloodline comes out and we get that whole thing about acknowledging me and Roman's out.
Okay, hold on. Stop before you even start. This has to be what? The 18th acknowledgement ceremony we've had on SmackDown over the last 3 years?
Oh, and they get better each time. I love these things.
I wanted to turn this off before it even came on.
Okay, but are you happy you didn't turn it off?
Meh. Yeah, it's... This was something other than like I think we need to broaden our horizons a little bit here and stop calling every bloodline segment an acknowledgement ceremony. Then I think we're probably doing better here. But I mean, yeah.
So what would you have preferred? A champion celebration, a bloodline celebration?
I mean, something, right? I mean, what do we have to acknowledge on this? For this purpose, right? Like
he's trying to get Roman to fall in line and reunite the family.
Yeah, but that's not what that was. That's never going to happen.
Well, and I think we should. I think after this one, you're right because now Roman comes out by himself like an idiot, and then says he won't acknowledge him. The crowd won't acknowledge you. I'm not going to acknowledge you. And then, I mean, Roman's then just staring at him, and he wants a one-on-one match for the title of Tribal Chief, the most important title in WWE. Solo laughs and says,
"My favorite part was Solo laughing at."
Oh yeah, that was it. Solo's laugh was like, "I'm already the Tribal Chief. You just need to acknowledge the fact that I'm the Tribal Chief." And I want to have a War Games match with him. Greg, War Games.
Yes.
War Games.
That's what we're going to get.
We're going to get War Game by William Regal. So I am, how do I say this? I think I'm excited for that prospect. But then we have a twist in this, which I did not expect.
So this is where my wife has sat down with me at this point. This is the point where Solo says, well, there's five of us. And my wife is looking, she's like, well, she's counting the screen. 1, 2, 3, 4. And she's like, so where's the fifth guy? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay. And then, Brad, this is where I told you to put that pin in it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mentioned another member of the Bloodline who we haven't seen on TV yet.
Yeah, Zilla Fatu.
Right. So it's like, so I kind of said to myself, I'm like, okay, just wait, honey. I tell her all the time, let it law and order. You got to let Dick Wolf tell you the story and end before you start asking these questions. So let it law and order here.
Yeah, but Solo does have a plan for the fifth guy, and it's Sammy. And the new Bloodline beats up Roman. Mm-hmm. The Usos try to save, and they get fought off, and Solo's left in the ring with a helpless Roman after being beat down, and he gets Sammy to come in, and he wants him to super kick him, but he doesn't, or not a huluva kick. But he huluva kicks right through, not Roman, but Solo. And then Jacob tries to come in for the save. He gets Huluva kicked. Solo gets a spear for boot. And we are left with first Jimmy raises the one. Then Jay raises the one. And then they're like looking over their shoulders to see if the other two will. And Sammy looks dead in Roman's eyes and raises the one. And so does Roman. The OG Bloodline is back. And the new Bloodline is regrouping again. Greg. Another chapter closes in our favorite melodrama as the Bloodline.
Yes, that's what we got.
Gregory.
Yeah.
What do you want to come out of this?
What do I want to come out of this? That's a great question. I think I want us to get some War Game. I think that we will see. I think what makes sense here is those five guys that we talked about on the one side. We will obviously have these four guys on the other side. I don't know who they add as a fifth.
Is it either Rock or is it? Because The Rock could come in as the fifth guy, make the War Games official, and not have to really take any nasty bumps.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see The Rock here yet. I think The Rock's going to hold off a little while longer.
Well, then, you know who doesn't seem to have a match for the next show is our buddy Cody. This is, now he's technically not scheduled for the show, but could he be there?
Their fifth guy, probably.
Their fifth guy, because that goes back to the Kevin Owens problem.
Yep. And that could also bring Kevin Owens in, you know, ripping apart the steel cage to get in at him.
Yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff that can happen. This is why this is my favorite storyline in wrestling, is because every time they think that you're done, they drag you back in.
Yeah.
Greg's not completely sold on this, but did you ever think you would at least be slightly okay? I think I can change this. If this would have been just the Bloodline celebration ceremony,
right?
Mm-hmm. Would this have, and it was going to be Solo celebrating his finally defeating his cousin, would this have changed the whole thing for you just by calling it the Bloodline celebration ceremony?
Maybe. I mean, I was fine with this, but it at the beginning, I was like, wait, no. But I got on board.
And I think we need this to play out over the next few months, because this is definitely the best War Games match they can make. I can't think of a better team to put in here.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Do we get a women's war game match?
I was just going to ask you that same question. I was like, who would you put in?
There's no, I don't see a team on either side. The only, okay, so the loose affiliation would be another SmackDown one. So we have the women's tag team champs.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, they have a loose affiliation with Naomi and Bayley.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And I'm trying to think about who else could be on that, could be on that team. There's your four for the, there's your four. And on the other side, you could put in the, looks like we're having an ongoing feud with, Morgan.
Liv Morgan, yeah.
Yeah, Liv Morgan and her bodyguard.
Yep.
And then they, and the women's tag team is also sort of feuding with, on the SmackDown side, they're feuding with the champ, Nia Jax, and Tiffy.
Yeah, you could do Liv and that might be very interesting too, where Liv and Nia just face each other.
And you add in Candice, that would be, could be the woman's fifth. Because yeah. Candice is kind of tied in there. And then I just, my $1 million question is, who would you put in for them? And I think that was supposed to be Rhea, would have been the fifth before her injury. And I have actually have a really interesting solution for you. Yeah. You bring in the young lady from TNA.
Could, you could. I mean, here's the thing, though. I don't know how long it's going to take Rhea to recover from this. But I mean, when Taker had his done, he had like the Phantom of the Opera mask. I mean, Rhea could wear something like that too, right? I just don't know what her time frame for return is.
Yeah, I mean, if you brought in Jordynne Grace to be your fifth, that would, you could easily slot Grace in there just for this one off, because they're one short, and it's the TNA connection. She's a beast, and she's wrestled in matches like this before. So there's your cover.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, let's take this home and take it to the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
And your SmackDown synopsis today is brought to you by the SmackDaddies t-shirt shop. We have a couple of designs up there, and obviously we're working on the new As the Bloodline Turns design. Greg, the other thing, and once we get some shirts from Randy, we're going to do a t-shirt giveaway, because we have past our YouTube minimum subscriber number.
Okay, sounds good.
We are up over 200 now on YouTube, which just means that we have to do that. So just a fair warning, I figured I was going to do this week, but I think we'll do it this way. So we're going to run one of these t-shirt giveaways when we drop the episode on a Saturday morning. And what we're going to do, Greg, here's how it's going to work. You're going to have to comment on the YouTube video, and then I'll double check that you're a subscriber.
Sounds good.
I think that's a fair. Is that fair?
That sounds reasonable to me.
That's how we do business here. Is we discuss these things live on air.
How we, in reality, how we do business here is Brad tells me what we're going to do, and I just agree.
Yeah. Well, if you honestly disagreed, Greg, I would be like, eh, sure. What? And then I'd ask you for a better idea. And then you
would... No, you've already thought this through. So I'm like, nope, I agree.
I just thought the only fair way to do this is that, like, we were doing this as a way to boost the YouTube channel. So you have to actually be subbed, and you have to ask for the shirt, and then we'll send you some. So I think that's a fair way to do it. We are getting some shirts from Randy. So yeah, we'll flip you down one. And if we don't have the right size, we'll figure something out. We'll order you something off the shop. So, Gregory, let's go back through this show. So again, rules are very simple. Greg can either keep, he can cut it, or he can superstar, in which case we shorten the clip down.
All right.
Greg, what do you want to do with the opening segment with the OG Bloodline?
I think we're going to keep this just as it is.
Acknowledge me.
Okay. And I agree. I think that was the best. The best of the Bloodline talking segments was actually the first. Mm-hmm. Mostly maybe that was because we didn't have to have the other Bloodline. Or some of the stupidness of, you know, I'm going to come out here and face them by myself as I'm an idiot.
Right.
So let's pick it up at the match. First match is Bayley and Candice. What do you want to do with this?
Hey, we're going to keep this just as it is.
Yeah.
No LA Knight tonight, but we'll throw that in there.
Right.
Johnny Gargano in the back with the Mildred Cindy machine guns.
yeah, this is our thread through the whole episode. So yes, let's keep this.
And while we're doing this, let's do the match too. Do you want the match as well as is?
Sure, but we've got the Randy Orton.
Yeah, I know, in the middle, but like these two things, if they could have gone right together, but yeah. To me,
Rebel Heart.
Randy Orton. I know Randy Orton gets killed before we get to DIY. So what do you want to do with the Randy Orton brawl?
Cut it entirely.
Wait, what? You want that cut? Greg is not. Nope.
I don't want it. I don't need to see a man who literally was, you know, who's had so much problems with his neck, having a fake neck problem. Like, no, get that shit off my TV.
Hey, this one, I'm going to split it up. First, we'll start with the Nia Jax talking segment.
Yes, like this.
It's Tiffy time!
And Tiffy and Bianca versus Jade and Nia.
I think we can superstar this a little bit.
Right, so. Okay, Motor City Machine Guns versus A-Town Down Under.
Oh, I love this.
All right, then that means we have to... Because I think that was great. And we didn't get any Cody other than Cody running with Randy Orton, and you cut that part.
Yep. That's good to me.
Okay, I'm going to put all of these... There's like three talking segments between DIY and the US title. All that stuff is all near the end before we get to the final segment.
Yeah, so I liked all of this stuff here. Maybe not as much the Tongaloa and that part, but sure.
We miss you. Okay, and somebody not liking their job is a good reason to quit. Just putting that out there. Let's finish this, Greg. As the Bloodline Turns, Volume 2.
I think we could superstar this.
Yeah, I think agreed. I think this segment doesn't... You could have Roman come out and say, it doesn't matter what you think, I'm never acknowledging you, and throw a punch. Yep. Because at least then that makes sense that he comes out. And then they beat him up, hold him there, and say, guess what? We are making this fight. I'm going to make a War Games match, and I found a mystery partner. And Sammy comes out, and the other two can run by him looking like they're confused and trying to save their cousin, and then have everything happen there. But Roman coming out and just to talk by himself and not think he's going to get destroyed? Dummy.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. But I did enjoy the tease with Sammy and all that stuff. That was really fun. So I like that, but yeah.
I'm afraid, and I think this is your fear as well. It's not that stuff isn't good. They have a tendency to lean on it, and sometimes they go too long. Especially, and without Sammy and Roman, like the original four are really good. It's the new four I'm not completely sold on.
Right.
So yeah, don't WWE learn from the past. You have a huge roster, and yeah. But on the other hand, they didn't cram too much in, but they didn't put too little in. This was pretty much a perfect mix of we progressed most of the storylines, but we didn't like, we could have had something there with our best of 800 matches. We could have had the US champ here, but we didn't. We just said these ones are next week.
So. No, we've got a couple of matches lined up for next week. So we've got the Motor City Machine Guns taking on Street Profits, which we've already talked about, and Nia versus Naomi.
So for the title. So we got there's some stuff cooking. This show is, remember a few months ago where it felt like the show was almost unwatchable? And you just add Roman Reigns back, and all of a sudden this show is, I would say it would be pretty close to the best show in WWE, except for the fact that Raw's 2 hours, which makes it way more watchable.
Yeah, very much so. And counting down the weeks now.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I seem to have a frog sound this morning.
That's okay. We're yeah, you're right. Because like, do you want to actually know the countdown number?
So we are what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
and I'm gonna assume there's six episodes of the Smack Daddies left where we're watching this on before Netflix, because I have no idea what's gonna happen on the 26th, because I don't think we're doing an episode. We'll probably drop something, but I don't even know if they're doing an episode.
We've gotta talk our stuff through, because I'm gonna be on special assignment for a few of these coming up. So we gotta.
Oh yeah, well we can figure that out off the air. That's like the only business we don't handle live on air.
Yeah. Because I think the first Raw on Netflix is January 6th. So the first SmackDown on Netflix in Canada, is it the 3rd or is it the 10th? I don't know.
I think it's the 3rd.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm done with the Sportsnet player. I'm done with.
So. Well, look,
I am so excited for Netflix, and some trips to Brazil in the meantime may be required in order to survive the next month.
We might have to. We'll see.
But we talked about Raw being way more watchable. You can hear from the Raw Dogs. They're going to be talking about that all on Monday. In the meantime, you're probably going to get a story from Jimmy this week. I love the smoking story from last week. That's super funny. Looking forward to some more story time with Jimmy. But also the main show will be back on Wednesday. But before that, I think we're going to get a special drop from newest member. Although Reunited and It Feels So Good also would work right here, because Steve Swift is back on the network and he's doing our NXT reviews. Everything, all of the shows in WWE land are covered here at the Hub. So check out all the shows here. Follow us on socials, because as soon as we get those shirts, we're going to do a t-shirt drop. So keep it tuned in here, locked in. And in the meantime and in between time, happy birthday, Mom! We the ones.
The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Bob and Peggy and Brad. The dad bless you all the lovely tales. But Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack Daddies. Go to the outer limits of your mind with